friend, this year should be a special schus for Rabbi Marni Marasa Sheyichi, Moshe Rabin Peshadina. And if anybody wants a shir dedicated in their honor and the honor of a loved one, you may contact me. It says in the Gemara in Bav Mitzia, on Daf Tes Amid Beis, Boi Rabbi Lazar, Amalek Haber, Meshoch Behem Azul, Liknos Kelem Shalea. Somebody says to his friend, drag Du Meshicha on this Behem, which is the Maisa Kenyan, to be Kona the Kelem, on the Behema, Mao, what's the din? So this is going on the assumption that if he is kind of the Behema together with the Kalim, then everything is cool. Just the Shaz, can you be kind of the Kalim alone? And Rava says, if he says, Iamarle, Kane Behema, Kane Kalim, Mikani Kalim, even if you want to be kind of both, are you really kind of even the Kalim? Chatzer Malechasi, but Chatzer Malechas Lo Kana. It's a moving Chatzer, and a moving Chatzer is in Kona. So how's it so pasha to you that you can be Kona the animal and the Kalim at the same time? And if you're going to say Kishamda, after the you did the Mashiach on the animal stood, and now it's a Kenyan. V'hakol shilo mahalich lo Kona, omeid v'yoshev lo Kona. Since if it would be walking, you're not Kona. So if it's sitting or standing, you're also not Kona. V'chasa v'kfusa. And everything Mark concludes that halacha is that if it's tied up, dafka kishin, when the behemoth kfusa, it's tied up, then it's not called a chatzer mehalechas, and then you can be kone the kelim she'aleh mitam kinyan chatzer. So I'm aware of papa of hunan brady of shula rava. So according to what you're saying, I am mehalech besvina, if you're in a ship and then fish jumped into the ship, hachinami the chatzer mehalechas ve'lo kani, are we going to say that the svina isn't kone the dagim? Because it's a chatzer mehaleches, amalei svina mechanaicha. So he said back that the svina is really immobile. A svina isn't moving. Svina mechanaicha. Umayahudakam mamtula. And the water is moving it around. So therefore, you can't say it's a svina is chatzer mehaleches. It's not, and it would be kind of the fish. Because it's really the water that's moving around, the sphene itself is stationary. So then Rafuna said to Rav Ashi, according to this, someone was going with Shasa Rabim, a woman, and a husband threw a get, the tocheka into her bosom, or tochkilsa into the hat on her head, hachinami, this kli that she has in her head to hold her sewing things, hachinami de lo magarsha, she's not megureshes. Not true. We have a Mishnah in Gittin that she is. Aye, it's a chatzer mehaleches. So why is she megureshes? You hold that it's a chatzer. If you hold it's a chatzer mehaleches, then there should be no kinyan chatzer here. I'm like kilsa meinach naicha, v'yi dekam mesage mitusa. In other words, the sal, this basket on her head, is really stationary, and she's moving it around. And therefore it's not considered a chatzer mehaleches. Just like the ship is stationary. And just the water moving it around. Tosis and Nivra Maschel Sfina write that even though in the first parak of Kedushim we say that a Talmud Chacham, Rachov ki mehalech dami, that when he's riding it's like he's walking, so if that's the case, and therefore you have to stand up for him, even though he himself is stationary and it's only the animal that's moving him around, but he's still considered like he's walking. So why here is it different? That the ship might not be moving itself, but the water is moving it around. It's just like the animal that's moving the person around, the person's considered that he's moving. So too the ship should be considered that it's moving. And it's a chatzer ma'aleches, and it's just tells us, ha'cha chatzer mishum yadis rabbi. Now here it's different. Because there, he's considered mehalech when the animal is moving him around. But here, it's a different din. Here it's mishum yad. But the reason a chatzer is kona, because it's like a hand. And therefore, it's like a hand that's meinach naich. It's like a hand that's stationary. It's only the goof that's moving it around. So, just like the hand is stationary and the body is moving it around, you could be kona with your hand. So to a chatzer that's stationary and something else that's moving it around, it could be kona midim chatzer. Ad kan midivrei atosis, but the Talmud Chacham isn't shaykh to the din of kinyan. And there you look at the poem, mamish, and before mamish he's moving, so you consider him moving. But here, when you're talking about a kinyan, just like a yad is moving, but it's the body moves the yad, but the yad itself isn't going anywhere. Just the body moving it around, you can make a kinyan yad. So to a chutz that's not going anywhere, even though something else is moving it around, you can make a kinyan chutz there. Taisis continues. So if you have an egos that's floating on water, that's not considered hanacha, that's not stationary. What about if you have an egos on a kli, you have this nut in a kli, and the kli is floating on the water? What's the din? In other words, there gabe Shabbos, we find the din hotza, the inir akir b'rishus achas and anacha b'rishus acheres, or akir and anacha b'rishus harabim and arbamas b'amtsas. The Gemara says that if you take away an egos, this nut, and you do hanacha gabe mayim, you uproot the nut and you put it on the water, so then it's not called hanacha. So chora, why? If it's not called hanacha, then why the sfina? Why do we consider the sfina menach naicha? If the egos on the water isn't considered. Isn't considered moving. If the egos in the water is considered moving, it's not hanacha. And the Gemara only asks what the din is. Agabe and egos bekli, bekli tzaf agabe mayim, only if the egos is on a kli. And a kli is on the water, so therefore there you have a shayla if it's considered munach. But on the water itself, it's not munach. It's not considered resting. So why is the ship considered resting? So that Tosfos says, no, because by Shabbos it's different. Dine Shabbos are like the melechas hamishkan. If a mishkan lo yematznin agabe mayim, o b'chol davar misna neya, achein ein ze hanacha b'nogei l'dinei Shabbos. So by the mishkan, they wouldn't put it on anything mobile, anything moving. And therefore, it's not considered hanacha b'nogei l'dinei Shabbos, avol b'din chatzer. Kevin shemiyadis rabbi, since we learn chatzer from hand, it's called a chatzer, even though it's moving on the water. Because you're right, the body is moving. But the hand isn't going anywhere. The hand is always connected to the body. So, since the hand isn't independently mobile, it's considered munach. So, the ship on the water is considered munach because it's not going anywhere independently. The water is moving it around. The hand isn't considered going anywhere, and it's only legabe hilchos Shabbos where they didn't do hanacha on something moving or akira from something moving. There we say it's not a proper hanacha and akira. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilyan Hashas. He asks on Tosfos, I don't understand. Tamueli. Tim ken agufats menikram mikri mahalich. Ve'amai mahani nosen get al rosha. According to Tosfos, who compares the yad l'gabe aguf like svina gabe mayim, so why, if you put a get on the head of a woman, shimigureshes, the goof is moving around. So it's a chatzer mehaleches. If if the guf is considered a mobile object, then how come if you put a get al rosh ha'isha, she's megureshes, it's a chatzer me'aleches. The guf is a mahalech. And Tosis also asks, Rabbi Vega also asks, Gama may benosan get biyad avta mikri chatzer me'aleches hayad munach. Why, if you give put a get in the hand of her eved, is it considered a chatzer me'aleches, not divorce? The hand ain't going anywhere. So why is it considered mehaleches? So must be, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, you can't separate between the yad and the guf. It's really one entity. It's one entity, the yad and the guf. And the neila, eladamrinan mayada sheino mehalech, hainu, deino mehalech meakone, when it says the yad is immobile, it means it's not moving from the kone. Wherever the hand goes, the kone goes. That's why yad isn't considered a mahalech. Yad isn't considered a mahalech because it's not going anywhere from the kone. It always sticks with the kone. So therefore, it makes sense that if it's the woman herself, it's in her hand, it's fine. But if it's in the hand of her eved, so that's part of his body and he's moving. It's no good. Unlike a chatzer that moves away from the kone. So you can't distinguish, according to Rabbi Kivega, between the yad and the guf. It's one thing. And that the Gemara learns a chatzer from yad, what it means is that a yad doesn't go away from the kone. Wherever the hand goes, the kone goes, the hand goes. And therefore he's kone. So to a chatzer can be kone. Rakim eina mehaleches mehakone. Av chatzer hamehaleches mehakone. Lo kone. If the chatzer is going away from the kone, it's not kone. And therefore, if you're on the ship, then it's not going away from you. You're together with the ship. It's not considered a chatzer meleches. Wherever the chatzer goes, you're gone. So this chiluk between the yad and the guf, the Tosis makes, is it tzarechi and gadol, says Rabbi Kivega. How can you distinguish between the yad and the guf? How can you say that the yad is stationary and it's the guf moving the yad around? Last I checked, the yad is connected to the guf. So we already had a shir on this, and we are going to discuss it now in greater detail. Now in the Gemara Maseches Bava Kama, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara discusses the din of chatzer mehaleches ben ogei le'eved, and there also the Gemara concludes that hilchos of a kafus, that the adam can be kind of metaltlan shala eved only if the eved is kafus. If you have metaltlan and the eved is tied up, the adam could be kone. Otherwise, the chatzer mehaleches. Tosis writes, "Zorach lama nami demayr biyashen, the kafus mani v'lavi chatzer mehaleches v'yashen mahani davi mishtameres l'daita." There's Tosis hold that his kafus is enough to remove the chisar and that it shouldn't be a chatzer me'aleches, but you also need a chatzer mishtameres. In order that it should be a chatzer should be kone, it has to be guarded l'das habaylim. And if the ever the behem are awake, they're mishtamer l'daitam v'lo l'das baylim. And therefore they have to be yishenim. And therefore, if they're yashen, then it's a chatzer mishtameres l'daita. It's guarded with his das, not with the das the eved. Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Shulei Agilyon writes, the Rambam cholek. In a number of places, muchach, that the Rambam holds that the eved or the behemoth doesn't have to be sleeping, in addition to the fact that they are kafus. Rambam writes this in Uchas Mechira 3:12. Hamakna avodim tatlam kechel, mashem utatlam kon avodim, echzik bavodim lo kon avatatlam, mekenim utatlam agaba eved, vushia kafus. Okay, so that you're a kon of the metatlam with the eved, if the eved's kafus, because he can't walk around, the Rambam says. In other places, the Rambam doesn't make in Hochas Gerish, in Perak Elach Yud Zayin, If you give the get bi'arav, then he's awake, and he mishamarto. Im hayakafus hareza get. So if he's tied up, the Rambam doesn't hold the evidence to be sleeping. So we have to understand what the machlokas between Tosis and the Rambam is. That Tosis requires sleeping, and the Rambam doesn't require sleeping. So it's more shver on the Rambam, because if the Eved's not sleeping, then it's not mishtamer ledaita, it's mishtamer ledas ha'eved, Eved as das. So how are we going to understand this? So in order to do so, we are going to go to a shir that was given by Gaon Reb Label Shapiro, who's a Rosh Yeshiva in Miami Beach. Always mispoiled, not only from Rav Shapiro's Torah, but from the fact that he's able to learn so well in Miami Beach. I'm saying when I was a kid, I went to Miami Beach, and there was so much fun stuff to do there. It was hard to sit down and learn. I learned a little bit, but Reb Label and Mamish knocks away. He's not there for the fun and the sun. Baruch Hashem. So he says as follows. So first we have to be makdim at B, or in the psul of chatzir ma'aleches. We can understand the psul of chatzir ma'aleches of a mobile courtyard in two different ways. We can understand it that the psul is bofen shel heyader or bofen shu shlila. This is Rav Amiel-esque. In other words, mitzad echad, we can say, we have many shiurim in the Midas L'cheker HaHalacha of Rav Amiel, so this is his type of rate. So mitzad echad, we can say that a chatzir ma'aleches is bechlal not begeder a chatzir. That's what it means, hey ader. It doesn't exist at all. Mitzad sheni, we can say that a chatzir ma'aleches is begeder chatzir, but this chatzir can't be kona, that's shlila. It's kayam, but it's mushla, it's mishulal, or mushlal. It's negated. Because it's moving around, you can't be kona. It's the difference between pulling down your shades, and here in Israel, your trisim during the day that blocks out the sun. So that's shlilat. The or is around, just sholal the or. Or this hay out there where there's no or at all, that's a nighttime. So we can bring a dugma for this inyan from other areas of halacha. For example, nizikim. Din is that if a person doesn't guard his shore and the shore is mazik, so he's chayv to pay the hezek. But if he guarded his shore, he's pater. In this p'tur of a person who guarded his shore and the shore was mazik, you can explain it in two ways. That be'etzem, it's included in the gedr chiyuv mamana mazik, but the Torah patterned him because of a side reason, since he guarded his shore. Or you can say no, that if he guarded his shore, melechatchila, he's not chayiv at all. So this is Tali in the Chakira, the famous Chakira. I say famous so many times because it's like the classical Chakira of Mazik. Is the Chiyuv b'tashlume hezek mishum shememono hezek. So he is responsible for what his money does. Just as a tonight study that he's only chayev if he didn't guard his shore. But really he's chayev al tzmaman shememona shehizik. Just as a tonight study that he has to have guarded, not guarded his animal. Or no. The chayev is because he didn't guard his mammon. Since he didn't guard, so he's guarding the hezek. And then afkamina would be begeder aptur if he guarded his shore. If the chiyuv is because he wasn't shomer, so he was shomer. So it's begeder heyader. There's no geder hachiyuv. Because if the chiyuv is out shelo shomer and he was shomer, there's no chiyuv at all. But if it's mishum emono shehizik, that's shlila. Ein achinami his mamon was mazik, but he's pater. We're sholel the chiyuv. We negate the chiyuv because he guarded his shore. Another example. We have by Hotzos Arbamas Brishus Harabim that your Chayav al Akira vehanocha v'dalad amas b'emtza. So Yesh Lachkor are the Dalad Amas part of the Geder Ha'isser, that the Melechas Hotza Atzma hi Akira vehanocha v'tiltal Dalad Amas. Or is the Isser the Akira nehanocha and not the tiltal Dalad Amas? And Dalad Amas is begeder Shir the Melacha. It's not the Etzem Melacha, it's the Shir of the Melacha. You have to carry it arba'amas. The nafkamina would be if a person was metaltel Pachos me arbamus with akira and hanacha. If the arbamus is part of the etzim hamalacha, then there's no iser at all, because he didn't do a malacha shlem of hotzah. It's begeder hayader. But if the arbamus are begeder shir, so he's betzim over on the iser because malachas hotzah was done. He's just pater because he didn't do kashir, and it's begeder shlila. And here would be a nafgamina lahalacha. If he does a kiran anacha, he's metaltal only two amis. Is there an iser mitzad chatzi shirasim in a Torah? Not if the arbamis are me'etzim hamalacha. So here, he only did chatzi malacha, it's not mitam chatzi shir. Because it's explained by many achronim, including by the Lubavitcher Rebbe in the 14th volume of the Likutei Sichas on page 14, that dafka b'chatzi shir you have a din of asim in a Torah. But chatzi malacha, like for example, akira without anacha, anacha without akira, it's only asim midrabbanan. And the reason is, the chatzi shir is pshat, that the malacha was done, you just did half a shear. That's the lasu daraisa. But if it's chasim malacha atzma, then you didn't do anything. So that's the shaila. Is this havar arba amis? Is this the part of the etzem hamalacha or just the shear of the malacha? If it's part of the etzem malacha, we did only half, it's nothing. If it's part of the shear, then you did a malacha, you're just a putter from onesh because it's a chatzi shear, but chatzi shear is the lasu min haTorah. So we would say, is this Hayader or Shlila? In other words, is Pshat that it's Hayader if he carried it two Amis, he didn't do anything because part of the Etzem Malacha is the Arab Amis? Or is it Shlila? He did a Malacha, but it was Shalah that he's not Chayiv because he didn't do the proper Shir. So this Inyan of Hayader or Shlila, we can also say, ask, Legabei Yachatzir Ma'aleches. That it could be a Chatzir Ma'aleches is not Galal Begeder Chatzir. It's garnished, mit garnished, it's hayader. Or we can say, no, that it's shlila, it is a chatzir, it's just there's a mitigating point here that it's moving, and memela doesn't make the kinyan. So that's what we'd like to understand. That's going to take us on the derech to be mevara this sugya. And b'tzus Hashem darkeinu, we will continue, please God, in the next shir, I hope very much. And we will see Nifla'ot Mitorat Hashem. Looking very much forward. Thank you for joining me, and we should be zocha to keep learning together in good health and happiness and prosperity. Yitz Hashem Yisbarach. Shalom, shalom, sweetie.